Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music is from the Big Possum String Band and their self-titled CD. We heard Hell Amongst the Yearlings. Big Possum is a frequent winner at the annual Appalachian String Band Festival at Cliff Top in West Virginia. As many of you are aware, I am an old-time banjo player. I learned to play over 35 years ago when there were very few young players or students. I attend the Augusta Heritage Workshops at Davis and Elkins College in Elkins, West Virginia, annually. Over these years, there has been a marked increase in younger players taking classes and even teaching workshops. Many take the music and place a personal spin on the style, which makes today especially exciting for traditional-based music. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we'll feature some younger players of old-time and traditional music and open the program with Molly Tuttle, and take your journey from her CD, When You're Ready, on Compass Records. Young traditionalists on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
had a log cabin home. There I lived alone. Through the trees I could hear my neighbor cursing. Friends would stop on by, drinking, singing to the night. But that wood stove was so cold in the morning. And I don't regret a thing, just felt one thing missing. And I knew it when you walked through that door, that this changes everything. Oh, this changes everything. I traveled all around, big city, small town, tattered dreams out on highways that I've known. Staying out too late, it's whiskey bottle fate, peddling songs on that lonesome open road. And I don't regret a thing. New Orleans, Michigan, Amarillo, Eastern Tennessee. 'Cause this changes everything. Oh, this changes everything. Oh, this changes everything. Oh, this changes everything. I made my peace with living alone. Gave up that dream of sharing a home. Thought it was enough, just getting by. And it was for a while. But the stillness of the dawn is broke by one bird song, singing, who knows what this big old day will bring. And I don't know where we'll go, settle down or up and roam. And I don't care long as you are there with me. 'Cause this changes everything. Oh, this changes everything. Oh, this changes everything. Oh, this changes everything. Everything, oh, this changes everything. Oh, everything, everything changes everything.
Changes everything,
everything
changes everything. Something like that.
Still plowing in the meadow. back porch breaking beans. I still hear her call out my name by her bedside. Oh Lord, won't you keep him near to thee? And I wonder if Daddy's still plowing in the meadow. Does the old farmhouse still look the same? Play for me.
Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee.
We're listening to Young Traditionalists this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we just heard a band from Brevard, North Carolina. They're called Carolina Blue. And their CD is I Hear Bluegrass Calling Me. And we heard a tune called Longing for Home. That's on Pinecastle Records. And before that, we've listened to Putnam Smith before, but he's teamed up with his partner Ashley Starro on a new recording called Making Life Sweet. They call themselves the Early Risers. And we heard This Changes Everything. That's on Itchy Sabat Records from up in Maine. And before that, we heard from Jake Blount, along with Tatiana Hargreaves from their recording Reparations, and a tune from Manco Sneed, the great old-time fiddler, Wiley Laws, and that's on their own record label. And we let off that set with Molly Tuttle from her recording When You're Ready and her distinctive clawhammer guitar style, and we heard Take the Journey. That's on Compass Records. Some fiddlers and some musicians really take the music out to the edge, and one of them is Laurel Primo. Her new recording is called The Iron Trios, and this is her take on Hiram and Art Stamper's classic tune, The Brushy Fork of John's Creek. Here's Laurel Primo on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. said Hezekiah, a message from on high. You better get your house in order, for you must surely die. He turned to the wall and weeping. We see him there in tears. He got his business fixed all right. God spared him 15 years. There's a little black train a coming. Fix all your business right. There's a little black train a coming, and it could be here tonight. Ballroom lady, all dressed in worldly pride, that death's dark train's coming. Prepare to take a ride. I see the train with the engine and one small baggage car. Your idle thoughts and wicked deeds stop at the judgment bar. There's a little black train a-coming. Fix all your business right. There's a little black train a-coming, and it could be here tonight. That poor young man in darkness cares not for the gospel light, till suddenly he hears whistle blow and the little black train in sight. Oh Lord, won't you please spare me? I see my wicked plight. Have mercy, Lord, upon me. Please come and set me right. Death had fixed his shackles upon his chain so tight. Before he got his business fixed, the little black train in sight. There's a little black train a-coming. Fix all your business right. There's a little black train a-coming, and it could be here.
Thank you.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 1948. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the Big Possum String Band, the finest Appalachian string band music, as they say on the cover. And we just heard a tune from the great Kentucky fiddler, Buddy Thomas, called Blue Goose, the Big Possum String Band, perennial winners at Clifftop. And before that, we heard from cellist Liz Davis Maxfield from her recording Big Fiddle, and a combination of Pretty Sarah and a tune that she wrote all about her new cello, Maggie's Bow. And the vocals were taken by her sister, Kate. That's on her own record label, Liz Maxfield Davis. And before that, we heard from Anna Roberts-Gavalt and Elizabeth Leprell from their recording Anna and Elizabeth and the old song Little Black Train A-Comin'. That's on Free Dirt Records. And we let off that set with Laurel Primo from her recording The Iron Trios, and a tune from Hiram and Art Stamper, The Brushy Fork of John's Creek. Back in the day, Bruce Molsky was one of those young traditionalists. Now he's getting to be kind of an old master, but his new band, Molsky's Mountain Drifters, have a couple of young players. This is from their recording Closing the Gap and the classic tune I Get My Whiskey from Rockingham. Here's Molsky's Mountain Drifters on the Sing Out radio magazine.
Thank you. Thank you. I've got a woman,
was a nice long set of some young traditionalists on the Sing Out Radio magazine. We heard Brian Vollmer, who's a wonderful fiddler, from his great recording Old Time Music Party. And we heard Birchfield's Sally Ann. That's a modal treatment of Sally Ann that was played by the Roan Mountain Hilltoppers. That's on Patuxent Music from Brian Vollmer. And before that, Victor Furtado, who's an award-winning banjo player, from his recording Del Orto Island. We heard a tune, I'm sure, written about somebody at the Clifftop Festival. It's called Clifftop Bell, from Victor Furtado. And before Victor, we heard from Charm City Junction, the band from down in Baltimore, featuring Patrick McAvenue on the fiddle, Brad Kolodner on the banjo, Alex Lacrimaugh on the bass, and Sean McComiskey on the accordion. From their self-titled recording, we heard an Anders Osborne tune called I've Got a Woman. That's on Patuxent Records from Charm City Junction. And before that, from a young bluegrass band from my neck of the woods called Serene Green, and their recording Have At It, we heard an instrumental from their banjo player, Steve Leonard. It's called Hop Bottom, and Serene Green and Have At It. And before that, a young woman who comes from the Caribbean through Canada and ended up at Davis and Elkins College in the Appalachian Ensemble. We heard Kaya Cater from her recording Nine Pin and the old traditional shape note hymn, White, from Kaya Cater. And we let off that set with Molsky's Mountain Drifters featuring Allison DeGroote on the banjo. And a tune that comes from everywhere. It's just out there in the ether. It's an old-time classic. I Get My Whiskey from Rockingham. That's on Tree Frog Music, Closing the Gap from Molsky's Mountain Drifters. Hope you've enjoyed our program this week featuring young traditionalists. Next week, we'll have our annual food and travel issue in honor of Thanksgiving. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio magazine. This is episode 1948.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer and I got a bell and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's the song about love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.